Well, a Europe-wide manhunt is underway for a 24-year-old Tunisian man who German authorities suspect carried out the deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin this week. 12 people were killed and another 48 were injured when a lorry rammed into crowds on Monday night. German authorities say they're looking for 24-year-old Tunisian national Anis Amri, whose fingerprints were found in the driving cabin of the truck used in the attack. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she hopes the perpetrators will soon be found.
I'm very confident that we will be able to continue living our free and democratic lives. And I must say, in the past few days, I've been very proud of how calmly most people reacted to the situation. Also, of course, of the officers who've been at work here. And our thoughts go out to everybody who's been affected by this attack.
Well, that is the German Chancellor Angela Merkel speaking there. The translation, obviously not her. In the meantime, the family of Anis Amri have urged him to turn himself into police. Let's go to Germany now. We can get the latest from Editor-in-Chief of the German news organisation Bild Online, Julian Reichelt. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Good morning to Australia.
German authorities say identity papers belonging to Anis Amri were discovered in the lorry used in the attack. What do we know about this 24-year-old Tunisian national?
Well, we know that he is a highly radicalized individual with strong contacts to a well-known preacher, imam, with ISIS relations, ISIS connections here in Germany, Abu Walla, who was arrested in November.
Okay, it
sounds... Passports, different aliases.
It sounds like
he pretty much checked all the boxes for a radical Islamist.
Okay. We're slightly losing the line there, Julian. So if you are moving around, I might just ask you to stand still so that we don't... I know we're speaking to you over Wi-Fi, but if you can stay steady, we'll persist with this. Security services in Germany say Anis Amri was already on their radar. I think you just mentioned that when the line dropped out. What networks... What terror or extremist networks do we know that he has had links to?
He was in touch with one of the leading figures of ISIS in Germany, Abu Walla, who was just arrested in November. And he was under investigation, under surveillance from March till September for trying, for suspicion of trying to raise money to then buy assault weapons for a complex terrorist attack. So he was very much on the radar of authorities until September, when they dropped the investigation due to lack of evidence and then obviously completely abandoned this person until he showed up in a truck back in Berlin again.
Is German intelligence now facing pressure from the political sphere, from the public as well, given that they had this knowledge of him?
The intelligence community is facing pressure, but also politicians and the German administration is facing pressure, because another thing about the suspect is that he wasn't even supposed to be in Germany. There was a deportation order on him that wasn't executed because Tunisia refused to take him back, and the German authorities just didn't go through with a deportation, although it was perfectly legal under German law. So this man, who apparently killed 12 in the Berlin Christmas market, was never supposed to be in Germany anymore. So pressure on the intelligence community, yes, for, you know, ignoring everything they knew about him, but also on the political side for not going through with German laws when it comes to deporting illegal immigrants.
For those not familiar with Bild is probably the biggest newspaper organization in Germany. One of Amri's brothers has spoken to your newspaper group and has said that Amri came to Germany via Italy, where he spent time in prison, and that it may have been there that he was radicalized.
That is true. Look, from everything we know now, Amri is pretty much the poster boy of everything that does not work about intelligence sharing, border crossing, Schengen in Europe. You know, he was arrested in Italy. He spent time in prison there. He managed to go to Germany. Although he had a criminal record, no one knew about his criminal record. Intelligence there wasn't shared. We don't know yet where he was radicalized. There's nothing consolidated on that anymore. What we do know is that the way that individual moved through Europe just shouldn't be possible.
Can you explain for us here in Australia why freedom of movement within Europe is so important? Why open borders are of such value? What's the principle underlying this? For us here in Australia, you know, our country has voted time and time again for strong border protection because that's what, you know, governments and opposition parties have promised repeatedly. Europe is a very different scenario.
Scenario and a highly successful that has benefited Germany a lot. And the whole concept is that we have strong outer borders in Europe and open borders within. Now, the problem is that the borders out of Europe are not very much protected anymore. And within Europe, you have freedom of movement without sharing, for example, criminal records and intelligence efficiently between European countries, which basically allows you to, you know, use a fake passport in Italy, get caught with a fake passport, but then go to Germany, use the same passport again, and then there won't be a warning that, you know, that passport is fake and it has been used in country, and that allows these kind of individuals to, you know, move freely, hide, and in this case escape a terrorist scene or a scene of a terrorist attack without anyone now knowing where Amri is.
Okay. We're slightly losing the line, Julian. I'll just ask you one more question. Can you explain for us how Germany has benefited from this? You said, you know, that the open border policies have strongly benefited Germany. Are we talking about trade here?
Absolutely. It's a, you know, the whole concept is based on free trade, exchange of goods, exchange of labor. You know, Germany has basically imported cheaper labor and exported high-value goods to other European countries, which are our biggest trade partners in the world. So economically, this has benefited Germany a lot, probably most of all European countries in the past years. But now it has turned into a major security concern because not only goods are moving freely, but also Islamists, radicals, and terrorists.
All right, we'll leave it there. Unfortunately, the line keeps breaking up, but it's been fascinating to speak with you. Julian Reichardt, thank you very much.
Thank you and have a good day in Australia.
Julian Reichardt is the online editor of the Bild newspaper. It is 20 minutes past 6. You're listening to RN Breakfast.